Kluger gets it on into Colson. 7-6. Colson still has the ball top of the key. Colson dribbles twice. Colson around the screen. 1. Colson 4. 3. Off the glass and in! Notre Dame leads 60-59!
You know, I've never been a big guy to campaign, but I think we really deserve to be in. And I don't want to hear about one of the best 68. When I have my guys back, we're a top 20 team. And I think people in that committee know that. So I feel strongly that we should be part of it. We have another great opportunity to end all the drama of it tomorrow night. But we need to get some rest.
Well, there's no question. You beat Duke tonight at the ACC tournament quarterfinals. There will be no bubble talk. There'll be no first four out, next four out. The Irish will squarely be in the tournament. They could be now. We don't know. But it wouldn't hurt to take down the good old Dukies. We've got Jack Nolan joining us from Brooklyn right now, the voice of the Fighting Irish, who had a lot of fun over the last 15 minutes of the game last night as Notre Dame stunned Virginia Tech 71-65, 21 down with 15 minutes to go. Jack, we appreciate you joining us before you have the call tonight at 7 o'clock here on WSBT. And I know a lot of people are looking at the technical foul called against Virginia Tech as a turning point, and I think that's fair. But, Jack, I think the Irish had already started to play a lot better even before that technical foul.
It certainly didn't hurt the Irish, but I don't think that was the turning point. I think they had, as you said, already turned it around, started to make shots. They cranked up their defense. They had slowed down Tech's offense. So again, that certainly was part of it. And again, I don't think it was a controversial technical foul. He shoved Matt Farrell into the tuba section or whatever that instrument was down there. So, I mean, you can't do that. And, I mean, Mike Bray is really proud of his team. He likes the fact that they played with a bit of a chip on their shoulders last night. They did to Virginia Tech what other teams have always tried to do to Notre Dame with much less success in recent years because the Irish now have an edge. And certainly there are no edgier guys than Bonzi Colson and, in particular, Matt Farrell.
Jack, in the initial meeting, 88-66, that Duke won on January 29th, no Farrell, no Bonzi, no DJ Harvey. What do you feel like is going to be different this time? And who do you feel like, if Notre Dame's playing man, is going to guard Grayson Allen?
They've got to rotate people probably on Grayson Allen. But I don't think it's going to be just him. I think they might be a little bit more worried about the big guys. T.J. Gibbs will start on Grayson Allen. The matchup tonight, though, is the fact, and I didn't realize this, not only is Duke the tallest team in college basketball, they would be the tallest team in the NBA if they played in the NBA. They have an average height of 6'7" and 2/3 of an inch tall, 6'7" and 2/3 of an inch, and they have five guys who are 6'10 or bigger. Three of those guys will be on the floor at the same time for the vast majority of the game. So how do you rebound? You're going to have to shoot over them because one change that Duke has made, this young Duke team is not very good defensively. And so Coach K finally gave up and about a month ago started having them play 2-3 matchup zone. And they have been playing almost all zone in recent weeks. So that opens the door for Notre Dame to shoot over. So the Irish are going to have to shoot very well tonight. If they can do that, I think it's going to be interesting. And they do remember, Duke blew Notre Dame out in the final 12 minutes of that game. For the first 27 minutes, Notre Dame remarkably traded baskets with that Duke team. So the guys who were playing at the time have a sense that they can play with Duke. And I think these guys now are back to feeling invincible. I got to be honest with you. I thought at the end of the first half last night, this team was done. They came out with a little bit of a spark to start the second half, and they ended up falling behind by 21. And, Darren, you've been in there. That's when you start thinking about, well,
the obituary.
You can't hammer them too much. Talk about how good Virginia Tech is doing. Talk about the remarkable season they've had from a intestinal fortitude standpoint, how they battled the whole time, and, you know, Bonzi coming back. Bonzi 1-for-10 in the first half. I've never seen Bonzi miss the shot that he missed in the first half last night. That includes when he first took the floor as a freshman. And then suddenly, it all changed. I mean, it's just remarkable. So we'll see. I just talked to Brian Morrison, the head of communications for the ACC. And the ACC is actually actively lobbying that Notre Dame should get in. That they think their body of work is good enough right now. And rightfully, I mean, there's a lot of folks that don't. The NCAA doesn't know what the heck to do with Notre Dame because they have never had a potential first-team All-American miss the majority of the regular season and come back right before the tournament. There's no question Notre Dame's a top 20 team as it's currently constructed. So do you judge them on what they are as a team, or do you judge them on the body of work? And the two big warts, obviously, are the losses to Indiana and Ball State. Obviously, Ball State played well. You can't lose to them at home. You know, I kind of wish when people say Indiana's a bad loss. It's a bad loss because they blew a lead. I'm not sure the Indiana program is necessarily that bad. But if you're going to be a top 20 team, you can't lose that game either. And that may ultimately be what comes back to bite them. That and two league games. Mm-hmm. NC North Carolina at home, which I still think the striped shirts beat them. And the Louisville game where again, there were some controversial calls, but they had plenty of opportunities to win it. And the reason they didn't is Matt Farrell's ankle blew up after the first half, and he had no lift. They had three shots to win that game, and they couldn't do it. So those are the four games that if Notre Dame doesn't get in and they don't win tonight, that keeps them out of the tournament.
Voice of the Irish, Jack Nolan, joining us for a couple of more minutes here. Jack, any concerns? Three games in 3 days for Bonzi Colson and Matt Farrell, more so Bonzi than Matt.
Heck yeah, and four games in eight.
True.
Oh, and this will be five. This will be five games in nine. If you go back to senior night, then Virginia, and at Virginia, the 10-hour trip to get there. Yeah, there's a lot of concern to the point where Coach Gray canceled the shoot-around today. They had the team meeting, they had the film session, and he sent them all back to the rooms to rest up. So there is concern with that, but you know it is what it is. That's why you earn the single bye and the double bye. That's the reward you get in the tournament. Duke's going to come in completely fresh. Notre Dame's going to be tired, and they're just going to have to figure it out. But, I mean, Duke has the advantage. I think last I checked, they were a 9.5-point favorite. And I think that's probably accurate. I'm not saying that's how it's going to turn out, but when you look at all of the factors involved, I can see that.
Sure.
Jack, I'm surprised you have a voice after hearing the call of Bonzi's shot. But,
In my defense, and it's ironically, somebody on campus asked me last Wednesday, do you ever worry about losing your voice? You know, what do you do? And I said, well, you know, I try to get enough sleep and stay healthy. And then Saturday it started getting scratchy. And by Sunday I had a full-blown sinus infection. I guess the positive to that is I've been fighting it all week, and I can get to the point where I can talk normally okay. But when I yell, I tend to squeak. But many people tell me they like the squeaking. And that's what happened on Bonzi's three when he banked it in. And I went up to the, rather than raise the volume and lower the tenor, when I raise the volume with this, Alvin and the Chipmunks come out. I mean, it's got an awful lot of play. I guess ESPN was using it all night. So, hey, it certainly makes it sound exciting, but it was, I've never done a game like that. I mean, it's top five. It's right up there with the five overtime victory over Louisville and winning the ACC championship. It's unique, but it's probably the first time I ever was convinced in my heart that Notre Dame was done, and they came back to win a game, and it's the biggest comeback in program history. It's just a remarkable win, and I think it puts a bow on this season. Regardless of what happens tonight, I think fans, I know I will look back very fondly on this season, regardless of what happens the rest of the year.
Well, I think my dream call for you, Jack, and it'll never happen, is Yogi Ferrell and Matt Ferrell going against each other.
All right. Oh, boy. All right. I'd probably have to just go, Yogi's got it, drives by Matt. That's the only way you'd have to do it, I guess. Right. That would be fun, though. That would be fun.
Yeah. Well, Jack, we appreciate you jumping on board before you have the call tonight here on WSBT, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock opening tip. I hope this game doesn't matter. I think they're in the field now, but it would not hurt to pick up one more victory. So have some fun tonight.
Well, you know what? It's a play-in game because you do know they win, they're in. And, again, if you turn the clock back, I remember when they told me that Bonzi broke his foot. I was worried, how are they going to make the NIT? I never thought they'd make the NCAA. And they put themselves back in position. So let's throw the balls up and let's go.
Very good. Jack, thanks for doing this. We'll see you when you get back in town.
My pleasure. All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Voice of the Irish, Jack Nolan, joining us from the Barclays Center. It's Notre Dame and the Dukies coming up tonight at 7 o'clock here on WSBT Radio. Maybe the FBI investigation will show some proof that Duke doesn't care about defense. Maybe they're just out there, quote-unquote, recruiting offensive players. They're on that list of FBI teams.
Oh, that'd well, be great they're very they good offensively,
busted.
Though.
You know what? How many people across the country would be happy if they got busted? The smugness of Coach K?
I don't know. I'm staying out of that one.
No, I'll take the heat for that one.